So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
And, you know, everybody's freaking out because Joe Biden's, like, trying to force vaccines, even though he can't technically do that. I mean, he can only tell people to do it. Everyone still has their choice to do whatever they want. But everybody's freaking out in our nation today, and they're saying, oh, everything's doomed and we're destroyed or whatever. How many people thought, I need to start reading my Bible more? He's like, when are America going to stand up? When are people going to start fighting? And I'm like, when are you going to start reading your Bible? There's all these people like, when are we going to take a stand? People aren't doing anything. And I'm like, okay, well, when did you read your Bible? Oh, because you're not doing anything then. You're doing absolutely nothing. Zero. Well, I shared an article from Alex Jones. Cool. That was worthless. Because it got banned and censored. We need to set the agenda today and not let mainstream media tell us what to think. Not tell us what to get mad about. Hey, instead of getting mad about the forced vaccine, why don't you get mad at the fact that Christians aren't reading their Bible? When is the news media going to tell you that one? When is the news media going to get up and say Christians aren't reading their Bible? You need to start getting mad at people for not reading their Bible. They're never going to tell you that. Never. They're going to tell you to get mad at everything else that doesn't matter. Look, oh, it's so terrible. You realize that Pharaoh told all of the Hebrew midwives, he told all the midwives to kill all of the children? Forced killing of the babies. I think we're pretty far from that one. And God's people had to go through that. God's people had to endure horrible affliction. I wonder if maybe they started reading their Bible and serving God way before that, maybe they wouldn't have gone through that. I mean, at what point are you going to start reading your Bible? If they start taking your children out of your arms and throwing them in the river, will you start reading the Bible then? You know, I'd like to do is I'd like all of God's people to start reading the Bible way before then. Way, 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 way before then. Instead of getting so distracted in all the other junk and garbage. 1 Corinthians 16 says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. You know, there should be thousands of men fired up today to serve God. You know, everybody's like, we should be fired up. Where are all the patriots? Where are all the men? Where are all the soldiers, you know? And I'm thinking, where are all the soldiers of God? Where are all the guys looking? You know, there's all these people like, I think we're in the end times. I think this is the mark of the beast. And I'm thinking like, well, if you think that, then why aren't you joining the military? Why aren't you joining the spiritual military of God's army and getting plugged in? I mean, if you really thought, I think we only have a year left, well, then why wouldn't you serve God for that last year? I mean, it's just people are going insane today, and they're getting caught up in the weirdest fight. We should be ready to go to war with the devil. Isn't there 8 million people in this area? Is there really no men that want to fight the devil? Is there not a single guy in the whole world that cares about spiritual things, or is everybody just carnal?